You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hey guys, welcome into the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for joining us for Season 9, Episode 11, entitled Doggy Blues. I am your host, Bobby DeMuro, joined as always by my lovely panel. Next to me is the wonderful Francesca Dugan, and across the way at the table is the amazing and unique Miss Jessie Owen. And back fresh from her trip to Las Vegas and possibly still drunk in Vegas is Sterling Cates.
That's debatable.
All right, guys, let's get into this. And actually, before we do, I do want to say one thing. Remember, if you haven't already, Maria's new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, How I Lost 40 Pounds and Kept It Off, and How You Can Too, is in stores right now. I know the three of you are taking a ton of good information from this thing. Yeah. If you support AfterBuzz, if you support what we do, if you like what we do, this is one way to support that. We try to keep this as commercial-free as possible. I think we do a pretty good job. This is one of those things that if you want to financially support the show and you want some great information, this book's a great way to do it. And, oh, yeah, it's summer, officially.
Officially yesterday.
These three are, like, sexy as hell, and I'm here not. So
You're so kind, Bobby.
Also debatable.
If you're like me, were you complimenting me or insulting yourself?
I was insulting myself.
Ah, darn it. I almost got a compliment.
And complimenting you.
Nice save. If you're like me and you want to get in better shape, that's one way to do it. It is at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Let's jump in, guys. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Diving.
Okay, let's talk first about the dog. Let's talk about Chris and Kendall and Blue. Gorgeous dog.
So cute. So big.
Beautiful dog.
But needs a trainer with all the money that they have.
Do they need a trainer, though? Or do they just...
Sorry.
Lots of poop. They just don't honestly need a dog, and Kendall really needs to lose her attitude.
That's the biggest thing. They don't need a dog. And this is... I'm going to blow them up a little bit, and if you disagree with me, tweet me, because I don't give a damn. I want to hear from you. This is a family that should not have a dog. They work too hard.
Yeah, they're too busy.
They're gone too much. They're too busy. They should not have a dog. And it's Rob. Rob bought the dog for Kendall. Dumb move.
Yeah. And also, they should, if they're going to have a dog, they should have a little dog they can travel with. They can't travel
like
with
a
little
dog.
Pony. Yeah.
I know. That's kind of funny, because you would think... stereotypically of like LA Beverly Hills kind of that thing,
the little chihuahua,
little dog, yeah. And instead they have a freaking horse.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, here's my question: do they have a dog or does Kendall have a dog?
No, they have a dog.
Exactly.
Chris
Kendall,
has a dog.
Yeah,
right. Well, even
Chris,
when
really.
Kendall said to Chris that she's never seen her feed the dogs or anything, so there's probably people behind the scenes taking care of these dogs, really.
Oh, for sure.
They're maids.
And we can tell that Chris has never cleaned up anything in her life when she's, like,
Lord,
rolling out the paper towels. That is not a way to clean it.
First she dumped all the cleaning
on
there.
Hold
yeah,
on. Are
exactly.
You, can you come to my apartment tomorrow and clean everything? There's no dog
well,
crap
have
on
dog
the floor.
Poop
I know.
Because
she
so
was
no.
Bobby's like, I don't have a dog, but there's shit all over the place.
She's desanitizing the shit.
Come on.
Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sorry for our language. It's going to be R-rated on this one. This is an explicit podcast. We got to talk about it. So let's just say it. It's dog shit. It's all over. Okay, let's have a little fun.
Literally.
Okay, so here's my question for you guys. With Kendall traveling so much for work, I know it was a gift from Rob, and she maybe didn't have control over it because Rob surprised her, but... should Kendall keep that dog or give it to a family that can actually take care of it? A dog that size needs playtime, needs outside, needs energy, needs focus. Should Kendall give up this dog?
Yes.
Well, I don't think she's ready for the responsibility to do it on her own, but it needs to be like, if they're going to keep it, it has to be a family effort and not just solely her responsibility if she's not there.
Or pay someone to take care of the dog.
Which they probably
I'm
are.
I'm sure there is someone that's there.
But even so, to me, maybe I'm too idealistic and I don't know this life. But people of this...
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Level financially, of this level celebrity-wise, they pay people to take care of their homes, their dogs, their kids, their investments, whatever it is. And you're always paying someone else because you can, because you have a lot of oars in the water, because you're doing a lot. At what point, though, you want to take care of your own dog? You want to take care of your own kid? There's a point where you don't want to pay people to do this, right?
I would think so.
Right, but I worry, like, I'm a huge animal lover, so I'm like, well, I don't want to see the dog go to a bad home or go to the pound or something, so it's better off, honestly, living there and having them pay someone to take care of it than it would be going to the pound or something.
I feel like they want the dog, but they don't want the responsibilities that come with having
100%. And when you're 17 or 18, like Kendall, that's life.
18, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember being that same way growing up. I'm like, Mom, I want a dog or I want a puppy, and then, you know, always getting turned down.
I know. I feel guilty when I'm gone from the house from like 6 hours from my dog.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are sorry you're not getting Francesca Snapchats. You Snapchat your dog all the time.
I love that dog thing.
We all do, though. We all Snapchat the dog.
Yeah, I think that's all my Snapchats,
the three of
too.
Us Snapchat the dog, and Sterling Snapchats
and,
Vegas. So.
Dog and food. I know. Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he'll get there one day.
Here's the thing about the dog, and let's talk Kendall, because Kendall is straight up disrespectful.
Yeah.
Completely. She says to her mom, she calls her mom a liar. Have you ever called your mother
no.
a liar? I know you're our honorary Southerner. For my other two real Southerners here,
oh, yeah.
What would happen if
no
you called
way.
Your mom a liar?
You get slapped in the face.
Oh, I wouldn't get slapped in the face.
She comes from the deep South.
You listen, there's a difference between North Carolina and Mississippi.
Mississippi's well-behaved. We got manners.
I think my mom would just be more disappointed than anything that I'd... and being so disrespectful if I treated her that way. I thought the most disrespectful part of Kendall's were the flashbacks they were doing.
Yes.
All the different scenes of her being really mean to Chris. Mm-hmm. And I was really sad. I just, when she told her the whole makeup thing and
oh, I know.
She was under the cover, she was just like, I'm
my
just
ring.
Trying to spend time with you. And, you know, just constantly bullying her.
See, my mom wouldn't have put up with that. She would have bitched me out right then on the spot.
Which is like, so weird, because Chris is such a strong woman. Objectively, whether you like her or not, I have a ton of faults with Chris, some of which are on this show, but she's a very strong woman. She's very smart. She's very successful. She's very self-confident, and she has enough self-respect. So the fact that she'll take things like that from her daughter, I understand that it's television and you want to play up the drama, but if my kid, and I don't have any that I know of, if my kid said that to me, no matter what the situation, I'm like, dude, you are not calling me a liar.
I mean, I think because I was never that disrespectful to my parents. You know, when you're a teenager growing up, sometimes you have little, you know, things. But I've gone on my sister's case about things before, and I feel really guilty about it after. But that's just kind of a part of family. Yeah.
When you feel that comfortable with someone,
exactly.
And you don't really have that filter that you should have a lot of the time.
Exactly. And I know, like, I'm sure me and my sister combined have put my mom through a lot. But at the end of the day, my mom still loves us and we love her. So I understand it, but I would totally just get as frustrated as Chris was, because I've been in that same situation when a roommate does not take care of their dog and you come home and there's just crap everywhere or puddles.
Oh, you can say it. You can say it.
Poop.
You can say it, the vulgar one.
Shit.
We've already warned him. This is explicit. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, like, literally, shit and pee every, like, you come home every day. There's no dog food. You have to fill up the dog food. I understand how frustrating it can get, but I also understand as a mom, you kind of take some shit sometimes from your
literally.
Kids. Clearly, because
no, you only take it if you allow it. Like, you have to be the mom. You have to prove to be like, I'm the mom. I'm going to tell you what to do until you get out of my house and you're 18.
Ideally, yes. But we all have been teenagers and we've all done things we were not supposed to do to our parents. And that's exactly what it is. And, like, same thing. Like, when I first got my dog, literally, I was sitting on the floor, like, doing something. And I just hear, psst, And I look up, my dog's in the middle of my bed, just like, hi, mom. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. But I didn't, like, you know, throw it out.
But you just cleaned it up, not cleaner. Your mom.
Well, yeah, I was living by myself.
Well, let's talk about that, because you had to clean it up because you were living by yourself. But Kim says, and I quote, about cleaning up the dog shit, there is not any amount of money you could pay me to clean this up.
I agree with her.
Listen, no, this is not funny.
I'd clean it up for $1,000.
This.
I'd clean it up for maybe, you know, a couple $100.
Money's tight.
Rent's due in a few days. Money's tight. This is something I'm going to get mad at, and I'm sorry. I understand the joke with this show. I am in on the joke and what these people are and what they are famous for. But this is one of those things, Kim, that 99% of the world does not live like you. And right. 99, you have to, come on.
No.
Granted, that was like straight up diarrhea everywhere.
Well, here's the thing.
I would never touch that. That wasn't my dog.
Hold on now, guys. Hold on. It's time to drop some truth. Kim has a baby. What are you going to do when the baby does this? Oh, it's okay.
The baby better not be shitting all over the damn laundry room.
The baby isn't going to fill up the hallway with diarrhea.
I sure hope not.
Are you sure?
That's got to be a big baby. That's happening.
My point is, you're going to deal, as a parent, you're going to deal with some nasty stuff.
Well, an infant is so much less poop than that is horse it though? They have.
I don't know, but I hope so.
And I want a lot. It's like they were feeding that dog something.
It's a Great Dane, so. And it's still a puppy. Can you imagine when it gets older?
But they just put it in there overnight while they sleep.
That was like, just
that's
nasty.
That's a lot.
No, but if I came home, well, I mean, I did it because my roommate wouldn't do it. Like, literally. Would not do it.
Literally.
Like,
literally.
I could leave the trash spilling over, and he would still add stuff to the trash. You know what I mean? So, like, you
whoa, 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 whoa. It was a male roommate?
We're getting a little personal here.
No. It's not dating this person. But I had also other roommates, too. But, but I understand. If I was Kim and I saw all that, I'd be like, I would tell my mom, too, Chris, don't clean it up. We're saving this for Kendall.
Well, let's talk about Kim, because after this happens and Kim doesn't clean it up, which is wrong. Kim, you're an adult. You're not 15. If you're 15 in that house, it might be different, but you're an adult. Be an adult. You live in the house. Deal with what you live in.
I wouldn't clean it.
I probably wouldn't have cleaned it either.
Do you think her clothes really smell like dog poop?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You can say it.
I think that was a little over-exaggerated, and I thought her friends were really mean for calling her out, but honestly, I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, hang on. Let's get to her friends in a second. I want to go on one thing first, because this is a big one.
Okay.
Okay? This is Kim and Chris arguing, and Chris calls Kim an awful person, a piece of shit, and not a good person.
So you guys, sarcastically.
Hold on though, but you guys wonder how Kendall becomes the way she becomes. It's crap like this.
No, that's completely right.
That's totally inappropriate. I know it's kind of joking, it's kind of sarcastic, but it is totally inappropriate. You don't call your kid a piece of shit.
Especially your favorite one who's always on your side.
the one who makes you all the money.
Yeah, the one that your money maker and also the only person who's ever on your side all the time.
Well, let's talk about that on that side, because Kim then is going to end up siding with Chris very quickly, which I found ironic, because Kim and Chris are arguing about this dog shit fight, and then Kim all of a sudden is siding with Chris when she goes with Chloe and Kendall and is like, hey, you guys got to be nicer to mom. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
She just likes being the favorite. I think that's just her being the typical Kim favorite, you know?
I think silence agrees.
I think that fight was about who was cleaning up the dog shit, not about... whether or not someone should be mean or not to Chris.
No, I know, but you can't... I understand that, but you still can't say that as Chris and then expect that these girls are going to treat you in a respectful way if you're going to call them a piece of shit, and I know that's a one-time case.
Right.
You can't say that and then turn around and complain about how your daughters treat you.
Right.
You don't have a lot of leeway.
Yeah, but honestly, like, I can see where, like, Chloe and Courtney especially, like, try to sit there and, you know, be a little mean to Chris, because I would get really frustrated if Chris, like, openly admitted that Kim was her favorite all the time in front of me.
You're never supposed to pick a favorite. Rule number one of parenting, right?
Well, she definitely has a favorite.
That's already happened.
I wonder if Chloe made more money, would she be the favorite?
I think it's money for Chris. I hate to say that because it sounds awful, but she's a momager. She's not just a mom. She's a manager, too.
Right.
So a part of it is the career, and hence why Kim is the favorite. Absolutely.
Well, and we always hear how similar her and Kim are, so they just relate to one another better than the others, I think.
Yeah, they are similar, and Chloe even mentions it, that they're always bitching all the time. If we're gonna say these explicit words, yeah, we might as well go all the way in. But Chloe mentions how they're bitching all the time.
Listen, I read my mom's yearbook, and someone wrote, have a bitchin' summer in this, you know what I mean? So it's not a bad word, guys. It's just not used correctly nowadays, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah, sure.
I hope you have a bitchin' rest of the show, Francesca.
All right. Now, wait, hold on one second.
What does that even mean? I'm so confused.
That was, you know, it's a little before my time, so I don't know. No, but I was going to say, I had a friend who, her roommate had a litter of, the roommate didn't literally, but her dog had a litter of puppies, and she smelled like her clothes and her dog, her own dog. Like one time we were driving somewhere and I was like, I'm sorry, but your dog smells like the puppies. Like,
yeah.
So I bet you Kim did kind of smell like it, but I'm sure that they were really exaggerating it
for
the show.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's a perfect scene to transition to. First off, I think it was Brittany who said this, but when Kim's hanging out with her friends and her friends talk about how you smell like dog shit, mm-hmm, Brittany, I think, maybe it was Lisa, but Brittany says, quote, this is my year. Next year, I'm going to be married. Ladies, do you think like this? Do you really think like this? Because if you do, tell me now, and I am just never going to have a relationship again in my life.
No.
Not personally.
Do girls think like this, though?
I'm honestly sure there are girls out there who are like that. Like, by this time and this time and this time.
Oh, there definitely are.
Oh, in high school, I had a plan. Yeah, I had a plan, but now that I'm at the age of that plan, I'm like, well, there's that.
Maybe I should make a new plan. Yeah.
Improvisation.
Improvise.
Okay. So what you're telling me is stay away from Kim's friends, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe she's dating someone, so it's getting to that point.
I don't know. It sounded like she was going to meet a guy at a bar and next year be married. 2015 is going to be her year, whoever it was.
I think Kim needs better friends.
Oh, for sure.
Because, like, her friends, I think they only hang out with her just because who she is, because they were dogging her pretty bad. And your friends don't throw you under the bus like that. You know, like, if you did smell like shit, yeah, they would embrace it and not tell the waiter.
Hell no.
I think they're just being sarcastic and giving her a hard time. Because Kim always is perfect, this perfect girl, and they're just, you know, giving her a hard time because the one time she smells like dog shit, it's like their one opportunity.
That's like embarrassing. It's not like you have a rip in your shirt or something. It's like you smell.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's one of the worst things.
If I was sitting here smelling like dog poop, you wouldn't tell me.
I mean, I wouldn't tell the world. I wouldn't be like, attention world. Curling.
Attention world.
Smells like shit. Hashtag smells like shit.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Sterling, you're going to get a lot of tweets for that one.
Great.
No,
it's like, you guys know I don't actually, do I?
She doesn't. She smells like roses, smell. Guys.
Like daisies. No, but it's dandelion.
Gentlemen, Sterling is single and ready to mate.
2015 is her year. No, but I mean, like, if you have something in your teeth or like something in your nose, I'm going to be a friend and tell you. I'm not going to be like, oh.
But you're not going to blast them. Right? You wouldn't be like, hey, guys. Hey,
well, they were just talking and the waiter came up. I mean,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, Jesse, you and I have served tables. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you walk into really uncomfortable situations and you're just like, oh, okay, I'm just going to leave this here and walk away. So I don't think it was like, hey, waiter, she smells like shit.
It seemed that way, but maybe it didn't happen in real life like that. But thank you, E. You made it look like that.
For putting together. Thanks, Jesse, for putting together that thing. Okay, let's move on.
Anyway,
The last thing about being about, well, I guess we're done with the dog, actually. Maybe the last thing about the dog is the license. How many of you guys have dogs? All of you?
Raise his hand.
In North Carolina, that's not a thing.
No, I licensed my dog in North Carolina. I licensed it here.
I didn't license my dog here.
I'm confused. I'm a little confused about the licensing thing. I didn't know that either. About,
I didn't either.
Maybe somehow.
Here.
That's my excuse is not going to work.
I also don't think Chris did it, because when Kendall thanked her, she was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally, I did that. Sure.
That executive assistant who was in the show, I can't remember her name, she did all that stuff.
Probably. But my dog has all her, like, shots and her tags and stuff like that, so I would assume that's...
Well, I have that, too, right? But I think register is, like, register with the state.
With the county, with L.A. County.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I'm going to have to look into that.
That, like...
Because I take my dog to Runyon. Oh, shh, I'm giving too much information.
Yes, officer, we have a lot of lawbreakers on this team. Gangsta.
Mostly Bobby, that's...
Whoa. None of that stuff's
come
to light. How is
that, like, breaking the law, like, saving and, like, a... Well, I consider my babies my children.
Well, because it's an issue with, like, rabies and stuff. And I know you get shots for your dog, but not everybody does. So it's an issue of being able to license and register these dogs so you kind of know, health-wise, what's going on, how many dogs are in the county, all this sort of stuff. I mean,
well,
there's
leave me alone.
Stuff.
I take good care of my dogs. They eat better than I do.
Hashtag leave me alone.
Hey.
Hashtag meeting adjourned.
Speaking of hashtags, let's move meeting to our adjourned. Second topic. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
I want to talk about Jessie's prediction from, I believe, 2 weeks ago where she was Yay. Talking about Scott with the bus. You were right. Congratulations. Give her a big round of applause, you guys.
Mercedes bus.
So Scott has a bus. He's got a van. The thing looks to be like 30 feet tall.
He also has a driver. Yeah. I just love seeing him typing away while someone else is driving him. That humored me.
I want to ride in one and just see how smooth it rides, because I know, like, if I read in the car, like, I get kind of nauseous.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I just want to, like, just ride in one. Oh, there's a four-seater. It's perfect.
I also don't think he's doing much reading. No. I think he's probably just watching TV.
Oh, for sure. Because he mentioned there was TV on the thing. Yeah.
Numerous times. He's like, yeah, I got Wi-Fi, I got television.
I think it's called Bluetooth these days.
The speakers.
Yeah, no, he's definitely, I mean, yeah, what is he doing in there that he's not doing in the office?
Right. I thought it was funny because a couple of episodes ago we talked about how when he told Courtney, well, what do you do? And this whole episode she was like, well, what are you doing?
Yes.
So that was interesting.
Do they just make all their money off, like, promoting?
Well, Scott has businesses. We've seen storylines with Scott with business, and I assume he's still doing that even though those aren't storylines.
I mean, you heard Courtney say... Oh, I took your van to, like, I cut up your van and sold it to parts. And he's like, well, if you really did that, that's a great business investment.
Like, I want to be a part
of
that.
Scott, he has a lot of business ventures. He's not just sitting pretty.
Let's talk about the van real quick, because I wrote one of my notes. This is how deep I am, you guys. That's right. I am smart. I have 2 master's degrees using them on the Kardashian show.
You have 2 masters?
I do. One of my lines writing down was, quote, Scott's van is so great. Like, it's great. That thing is great. It's like a sanctuary.
No, I would be like Jesse. I would get car sick, especially how Courtney was sitting facing the opposite way.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
that.
I would
just spew all over the car.
Good to know.
All the food truck stops that we made.
And there she blows.
There she blows.
Oh, man, you guys are something else today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact that we have Sterling back.
Me normally.
I make everyone just, you know, come out of their shell.
Hey, listen, seriously, I need to talk about this because you, Sterling Cates, specifically you called, yeah, you right there. Don't look behind you. You called me out because 2 weeks ago I said, Scott's going through a tough time. Uh-huh. Chloe's going through a tough time. Would they ever?
No, they won't.
Hold on, you guys. Listen to me, because again today, Chloe and Scott bond over something Courtney can't bond with.
And I'm not condoning this or agreeing with this thought you have over here, but he did say, if you want a good time, call up Chloe.
Boom.
But he said...
No, I'm with you.
He wants Chloe's...
Oh, over here.
I'm with you, Sterling.
He said he wants Chloe's positive energy to, like... take over Courtney.
Oh, yeah,
Can they not just be good friends?
No, no.
He wants Chloe's energy to take over him, too.
I understand that they're just going to be good friends, and it's like a sister-in-law relationship, even though Scott obviously is not married. But it's that same relationship. But I'm just saying, Scott's going through a tough time. Chloe's going through a tough time. They bond over that. Your bond becomes closer. And then one day, you make a mistake. Is it likely to happen? No. But could it happen, and has it happened before? You betcha.
What? You mean with them? Or with you them? Mean
no,
in general?
I was like,
I don't think they put tab.
Record scratch. No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying. I'm just asking questions.
It does happen. I'm not saying that that's not a thing that happens in life. I mean, this isn't a thing that's happening here.
Grandkids sleep with their grandmothers, too, which I read an article about
what?
That this
week. Oh, yeah, hold on.
I'm not lying.
I'm the tangles of terror.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Can we just stop? What?
Anything can happen any like family relations. Okay, I read an article this week where this grandmother was pregnant with her grandson's baby.
Have you been watching too much Jerry Springer?
Look it up. I promise.
Guys, Jesse is from Mississippi. So.
It wasn't in Mississippi. And we're not inbred like everyone thinks we are.
This is awesome, guys.
Let's move right along.
From
that steaming pile.
From that,
from that steaming pile of dog
shit.
Okay, so Scott's van, the official hashtag of this after show, if you guys are even still watching, is meeting adjourned. When he is meeting with Courtney and she wants him to get rid of the van and he's in the garage, he's in the driveway in the van.
Bye, meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned. I want to do that to women. When I'm out on a date with somebody and I'm just a little tired of them, and I'm not going to be mean, but I'm just going to be like, okay, I learned enough of your story. When you start talking about grandmas and grandkids or whatever, meeting adjourned. That's it. Who says I go on a date with you in the first place? I just mean a girl in general.
God, it's going down.
This is like beat up Jesse. You wait till Salem. Anna, get ready.
Oh, Lord.
See, Scott needs someone like Courtney, though, to keep him in check. If he was with Chloe, they would get
so much trouble
and wouldn't really go anywhere. But also, she like is keeping tabs on him. She said, I know that you guys went to the food trucks and all this stuff. I saw it on the internet.
It seems like it does. Like, I noticed in previous episodes where Courtney's made comments about Chloe and Scott hanging out. So I think it kind of bothers her a little bit.
I think it definitely does. And Sterling, back to your point about I saw it on the internet. What could Scott get away with? He's not cheating, or we don't know if he's cheating, and let's assume he's not because it doesn't look like he is, and that's never come up. But what could he get away with? Because paparazzi follows this entire family everywhere.
True. Exactly.
You can't get away with anything.
Yeah.
But if you're in the family, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now you're coming to my side. Jesse's on my side.
I'm not, though. You're making me think things.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
You're manipulating her.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Chloe would do that to Courtney, though.
Let's talk about Courtney, though. Courtney canceled the lease on Scott's van. How brutal is that?
Yeah, but it was smart on her part, but she should have let him deal with his own stuff because that's his money. He did that. But she's looking out. Like, I mean, they have a family. She wants to expand her family to, what, 4 kids?
Yeah.
So, he realized that it was dumb and that they needed to save their money. He came around. He knows it.
If she wants 2 more kids, they should buy that van again. Seriously. You think Scott's going to give her 2 more kids?
They don't need a van like that. I don't think their kids are 6 feet tall.
Right? Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
One kid's already coming, another one, so then we just got one more.
Then they just got one more to go. Yeah. Well, so that means in his whole relationship with Courtney, Scott's going to be able to have sex 4 times. That's pretty good.
Did you hear? He did say something about we don't have sex.
We're not having sex, but we can pretend like we do.
Is she pregnant now?
Mm-hmm.
She is, I know, but
in the episode.
No, they haven't announced it yet.
It's so weird because we know she's pregnant. It's weird.
Well, this Scott thing, I was really impressed with Scott. Let's make this our last kind of discussion about him and move on to our final thing because our engineer Ben's probably like, you guys, enough.
It's past midnight.
Enough Kardashian.
It's Marissa.
Oh, Marissa's there too. Well, then she hates this stuff, guys. We love it though. So last point about Scott, and a serious point about Scott, because he alluded to it like you two mentioned. He's dealing with a lot with his parents, and this is escapism for him. Mm-hmm. Literally escapism for him. And I am interested to see in future episodes how Scott manifests the closure with both of his parents' deaths. Because buying the van, leasing the van, is not closure. Going and talking about the G6 last week or whatever it was, if they had that painting, that's not closure.
Right.
Closure for him is actual serious, whether it's therapy or talking with Courtney or whatever. And I'm interested to see if Scott has been so good lately, if Scott goes back to the club life or the alcohol life or whatever it is because he can't cope with his parents' death, which I understand because it's a tough thing to cope with.
Right.
There's an underlying serious issue with Scott here. Not to get too sober on the show, I'm sorry for killing your buzz, but there's an underlying serious issue with Scott here, and I don't know how it manifests itself.
Right.
I mean, we haven't heard anything outside.
Right.
Like in the news and all that stuff.
But it is watching in the episode, it is kind of, it seems like he's on this like borderline where he could either be fine or he could completely go downhill. We love Scott. We don't want to see him go downhill.
Kudos to Courtney, because about 3 or 4 seasons ago, I was ready for her to leave him and say, he's a kid. He's not going to grow. He's immature. You shouldn't have had the first kid with this guy. You're an idiot. Get out of there. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
She stuck with it. She worked with him. And they are in a pretty good place. We make fun of their sex life, which I'm sure is better than they talk about on television.
Right, exactly.
We make fun of them sleeping in separate beds, which we don't know the whole story. But the point is, he's in a better place. They're in a better place. They stayed together. They have the kids now. And it looks relatively healthy.
Right.
So,
but at the end of the day, things and investing and buying things won't make you happy or deal with, you know, the loss of family members. And
that's easy for you to say. I don't like a little money to buy stuff, and then we'll go down that road.
Since I wasn't here last week, what did you guys say about? I thought it was interesting how he, when Courtney wanted to get the painting appraised and all this stuff, he was kind of not all the way in for it. But I thought he would be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's see if it's real.
Yeah.
Because it's money.
Well, and he came around.
Yeah, well, he definitely came around and he got really into it once he realized that it could be real. But I thought he would be 100% in it.
I think it was because he didn't want to be disappointed anymore, you know?
Yeah, interesting. Maybe.
All right, anyways. Enough about last week. Let's keep it current.
We did miss you last week.
We did.
Just for the record.
I missed you guys too.
All right, hey, let's get to our last topic, which is Chris being bullied. Yeah, you were in Vegas. You didn't miss us at all. Don't lie.
She was like, what day is this? Oh, it's Monday? Oh, yeah.
Kardashian,
they had so much
too?
Fun yesterday.
Guys, not to tell too many stories, but I did get a bunch of Snapchats from Sterling, and she was like wearing a Mario and Luigi costumes and stuff
work.
Like that.
Yeah, that was cute.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I worked during the day, and then I, you know, experienced.
She was a video game character during the day and the partier at night.
Sounds like a fun time. Maybe we'll do
some good pics. Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, we'll do that at the end. Follow her on Snapchat, too. Let's talk about our last topic, which is Chris. Chris being bullied by the girls a little bit. And she was. On this side, I'm actually with Chris because the girls talked to her very disrespectfully. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but how do you stand for that if you're Chris? How do you stand for that? From Kendall, from Chloe, you have to put a stop to that.
I mean, you got to put a stop to it. She's way too sensitive and just lets everything slide to where it builds up and builds up and builds up, and then we have this huge thing. What I liked about this episode, though, I did like that Kim kind of stepped in, and she said, okay, Chloe, I think you're being a bad influence on Kendall and Kylie, and I think that you need to stop being so mean to Mom, because that made it so that Chloe came to the realization, she was like, wow, I guess my attitude is rubbing off on my younger sisters. And she kind of took the reins on that one instead of Chris, like, you know, having this huge breakdown and it being from that. But they made the effort on their part to go into her closet and hug her. Like, it's stuff like that is what she needs, you know, just to show that you appreciate someone. And everyone likes to hear that they're cared about, you know.
Especially parents, because they get... I mean, it's like, you know, I know my parents are always going to have my back, and so you take them for granted a lot of the time. Yeah. But I have to say one thing. I liked how Chloe said, it's just funny, just her choice of words. She said, my major issue in life is to be nicer. Like, my major issue.
I actually wrote something like that, too, and it's a little bit different, but it's another phrase that they use. Chloe and Kendall talking about being mean to Mom and talking about being nicer. Did you notice how many times in that scene both of them said the words, I just feel like?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the word like. They say, I just feel like a lot.
Yeah.
And I just feel like
honestly, that's who we are.
Oh, no, I just feel like it's too much. I just feel like it's too much. You know?
But like you were saying before, the way she talked to Kim earlier in the episode is the way they talked to her. So, you know, it's not just Chloe being a bad influence, but... That came from somewhere.
Yeah.
It came from Chris. Absolutely.
I'm not really surprised that Kim was the one that stuck up for Chris because she's always sticking up for her. But I do feel like all of them girls need to respect Chris.
All of them girls.
All of them girls.
All of them girls need to respect Chris because if it wasn't for Chris, they really wouldn't be where they are today. Like, Momager. Like, it's all about her. Like, without her, they didn't really... get all that extra stuff started.
But that's the crazy thing. As successful of a momager as Chris is, why is she not more assertive with the kids? Why did she not shut this down years ago when these kids started doing this? Because guess what? Today is not the first day that Kendall has talked back and called her mom a liar.
Right.
This has been happening for years.
They're still normal. I mean, you know, they're less normal, quote-unquote, than you and I, but they're still normal, functioning nuclear family.
Right. At the end of the day, their family isn't just a business. It's not just a money-making machine. They are a family, and they need to respect each other and also have those boundaries. Just because she's your manager doesn't mean you can talk to her like she's a piece of shit.
Right. And we do see, we
like
saw...
we've been talking about this.
Hey, no, explicit, explicit.
That's the theme of this episode. Hashtag. I'll keep going with
hashtag
it.
Shit. No, but we saw in the previews for this season, at one point, Chloe says to her mom, you can't be my manager anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I'm sure this is going to be a constant storyline throughout the rest of the season. But like I said, they're still a regular family at the end of the day, so they're going to have those ups and downs and those family fights all the time. But, I mean, most of the time, Chris is kind of getting on their back, so, like you said, where does it come from?
Last thing we have to talk about with Chris, before we get to news and gossip, before we get to predictions and all that good stuff, is Chris, again, we've seen this in hundreds of Kardashians episodes, wanting to act like Kim and like everybody younger, wanting to be a younger woman. Now she's single again because Bruce is out of the picture, she wants to be younger. First, we see it at SoulCycle when they're talking about, excuse my language, with their vaginas.
That is true. It does. I promise you, I did a spin class and I didn't wear the shorts, and it does make your vagina hurt.
You didn't wear any pants at all?
Hold on.
Bike shorts.
I'm going to put a stop to this right now, and we're just going to move right on.
I'm just saying, you have to wear the spin shorts, so don't judge them.
Oh, no, I'm not judging them. My point was, Chris is the center of attention. And when she was talking at that spin class, one of the things she said, not about the shorts, but about being there and dancing and stuff, this reminds me of being in the club.
Yeah.
I thought it was great how Chloe and Malika took her to
a club.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, what was not great was Chris literally got in the mic in the club and said, "Hi, kids."
Hi, kids. I thought that was really funny.
It was funny.
The greatest thing was the game's reaction. Did you see the game react when she
laughed.
Said hi?
He thought it was endearing as we do.
Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
He's like, "Kris Jenner has something to say to everybody."
Hi, kids. I think we should have a twerk contest. Yes.
That'll be bitching.
Speaking of...
yes, he used it correctly.
Speaking of the game, I liked how the game, and she also mentioned French Montana. They were all mentioned in this
episode.
Yes,
she did.
And Diddy. Bye, Chloe.
Yes, she did.
And Diddy, but there's no Diddy in Chloe.
Did you notice the game giving Chris a little love, too? Giving her a hug, talking about her dress and stuff like that?
No, but I saw some kind of smoke go up, and I was wondering if Chris was smoking
weed. It was just people around them.
I did wonder that.
You were wondering if Chris was smoking weed.
I did, because like there was a part when she was like laughing and like there was smoke like coming up, like someone was smoking something.
It's the fog things in the club, Jessica.
Yeah, there's smoke machines in there.
There are few things I guarantee in life.
Hashtag.
I will guarantee three things in life: death, taxes, and Kris Jenner does not smoke weed.
Why?
If she did, she'd be
Why could she not smoke weed?
I think she's way too type A. Yeah, she's too controlling. And not that that's a bad thing. That's a personality. I think she's just
Hopefully she's
not
listening to this and being like, I'm pulling them.
She's probably laughing.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways.
All right, guys. Last thoughts on the episode before we go to news and gossip. What are you thinking?
I'm just excited. Because that was the first time that Chloe mentioned French Montana, right? So I'm kind of excited to see.
The food trucks made me hungry.
Me too.
Oh, yes. That's right. I was going to say, if you guys are in LA, you have to go to the grilled cheese truck. That's the first stop that they went, that they said it was too much. It's never too much. Cheese is never too much. They have a macaroni and cheese grilled cheese sandwich. And it's amazing.
I need that.
I'll do you one better. If you are visiting LA this summer, because it's tourist season here in LA,
oh, yes,
and you haven't been here before, go down to the food trucks during the week, during lunchtime at LACMA, out in front of the Los Angeles County
Museum
of Art.
Are they all
there? There's like 20 food trucks there in front of LACMA, kind of in the Miracle Mile area. You have everything to choose from food truck-wise. It is delicious.
But seriously, grilled cheese truck, follow them on Twitter so you know where they are. I do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Francesca's being paid by the grilled cheese truck.
I wish. That's just how much I love cheese, that I freely promote cheese.
You're the opposite of Scott. Scott cannot have cheese. You are opposite
That's
Scott.
Right. He had little cheesies for Courtney.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Cheesies.
Speaking of Scott, I wanted to bring up one last thing I forgot to talk about. Did you notice that whenever Courtney got rid of his mobile office, that she was like, he was like, "Did it just disappear? Can it just disappear?" And she was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "It could."
Like, yeah, he did say that.
It could. Like, it was like a sad little puppy moment.
Scott's whipped. Not that that's a bad thing, girls. I'm not making a value judgment, but Scott knows who controls that relationship.
He's
and
always
it ain't Scott.
Been whipped, but before he would just kind of do whatever he wanted and know that Courtney would take him back, and now there's kids involved and he can't do that.
Well, good for him. He shouldn't do that. Yeah. All right, hey, let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, Jesse, I know you got a good one. Go first with this because I have a lot to say about it.
So on Saturday, June 21st, it wasn't North's birthday. Her birthday was June 15th, but in Courtney's backyard, they had a big birthday party for North, and it was called Kidcella, named after Coachella. And it was set up just like it had music stages, tie-dye shirts, face painting, festival food and
Ferris wheel.
Before we get to the controversy of this news, let me just point out this is North's first birthday
party.
First
birthday. I believe
it's a Jerry Seinfeld joke. It may be somebody else's, but the joke is that the worst birthdays are your first one and your last one.
Right. Because
it's a bunch of people you didn't invite. Everybody else invited them. Like, that's North so doesn't true. Know the difference.
But you know, it's so funny because it's pretty much until they're like three or four, most kids' birthdays are just for the parents.
100%. Right.
Yeah.
Play
I
dates.
Love a kid's party. Birthday party.
I'm sorry, Jesse. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go with the news. We've got a picture with it, too.
Oh, that's the picture of Chloe. She took that at North's birthday party. She got a lot of controversy.
Yeah,
for
let's talk about that controversy because Chloe took herself in a headdress at the birthday. And Chloe also wrote on Instagram, and I quote, "Ray of clouds, chirping of birds, gurgling of water, granting desire, one with water, hashtag Kidcella, my first Coachella." Two questions. First off, is she the new Kanye West talking just nonsensical stuff?
Nonsense.
And second, how disrespectful is this, honestly?
I don't think it's disrespectful.
I don't know. It's like the same thing. Was it Pharrell that was just on the cover of one of the magazines, and he was wearing a headdress as well, and he got a lot of controversy for it too, but I think
it's completely unacceptable, totally disrespectful, should never be done. It's the same thing if you're a sports fan as the Washington Redskins with their nickname now and the lawsuit that's going on with that,
yeah,
or the patent that's been removed from that. You cannot, here's the thing, when you are a majority or whatever you want to call it, you cannot make light of a minority.
Right.
Is she being vindictive or cruel outwardly? No, she doesn't mean any harm by it,
right,
but it's still unacceptable to do. You can't do it casually when it meant something of significance to a group in the past that has now been marginalized.
Right.
Period. End of story.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I see all sides.
I don't think she was being malicious in any way. Yeah.
No. And I know she wasn't doing that to be mean, but it's still... Chloe knows better. This family knows better. This family are PR geniuses for how they manipulate these magazines and stuff.
Right.
You got to do better than that.
Right, I agree with that. But at the same time, if you go to Coachella, everyone's walking around wearing these things, but no one says anything to them about it.
It's costumes.
But they are a public figure.
You're a public figure and more, I hate to say it, but more is expected of you.
Right.
I know public figures want to be normal, quote unquote. You are a role model.
What about the village people then?
What about the village people? Because that was not so good either.
And isn't everybody, really have just a little bit of Indian in them? Just a little bit.
I mean, I'm Aztec Indian.
Everybody I talk to, they're
Cherokee.
Like, oh, I have this much Indian, this much Armenian Cherokee.
That's a separate issue.
I don't know. I just don't think that she should get crap for it. I mean, she was in a costume. She was having fun. Like, she wasn't making fun of any Indians. She wasn't making fun of anybody. Like, she was just having fun in a costume.
Jesse sounds off. Hashtag meeting adjourned on that one.
Meeting adjourned.
Moving to our second piece of news, we've got a great Bruce Jenner pick for you guys.
So good.
And TMZ is reporting that, do you guys know what Bruce Jenner did for Father's Day?
Surf?
Nothing.
Good.
Nothing. Brody Jenner was in Atlantic City hosting a pool party. Kendall and Kylie were hosting the Much Music Awards in Toronto that night. So we've got Bruce, as you can see on the picture here, looking like...
Rockstar.
Yeah, you guys can say it. I won't say that. But Bruce did nothing. He was in Malibu. They said he was alone on Father's Day. My question for you guys.
That hair.
Judging on what we've seen. Judging on what we've seen from Bruce recently, is it better that he's alone? Do you think he prefers to fly solo even on Father's Day?
No, I'm sure it hurt his feelings. He's not going to make a big fuss out of it because he never really makes a big fuss. But, I think it's rude that they, I mean, they might have done something for him. I hope they did at least, like, get him a card, send him something.
They did say a couple days before that, I think it was Kendall, Instagrammed a picture of them playing golf.
Yeah.
So, if you give Bruce golf, he's happy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, especially with them, like you said, they were, Brody was hosting a party and whoever was wherever at the Toronto. I mean, they have such busy schedules. I'm sure they have to reschedule a lot of holidays and birthdays and celebrations. So.
It's acceptable if they did something privately for him, which is none of our business, but let's just hope he got
it. It's
the Kardashians. It's always our business. If it's none of our business, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean,
all right, let's go.
You know what I mean?
I've got another piece of news and gossip. So Kanye West was speaking at the 2014 Cannes Lions International Festival of Creativity this week, and he's a self-admitted Instagram expert, obviously.
Why not?
And, I mean, what else? You know, he's just a man of many hats. And he was talking about how he was talking to the CEO of Instagram about how he wants to redesign the whole thing. And he said, we could clean it up a little bit. So I'm not really sure exactly what his plans are for doing that or if he even will, but he just said to the CEO, why don't you just let us redo Instagram? And he said, it's nice looking. I'm not knocking it, but in general, everyone spends all of their time looking at their screens and on their phones. We could clean it up.
They should clean up his new music video.
Ooh, shots fired. Hashtag shots fired.
The one with him and Kim, I don't know. I could have done that at home myself.
Wow.
Oh. We don't want to know about your home music.
Hold on.
Not even naked. Like, she's, like, sitting on a motorcycle and they have a fake background.
Let's talk about your home movies, Jesse.
No,
with that
let's
old
not.
Digital.
Let's not. Let's
Maybe
keep it moving.
We shouldn't.
No, but
I'm classy.
Instagram. Instagram, I think, is pretty simple.
It's
general.
Already pretty simple. I don't know what we could clean up. I'm happy Instagram is doing the filters where you can do the contrast and all that stuff now.
When I saw that the other day, I was like, oh, this just got more. Because, I mean, I use outside apps before I put it sometimes. Not everything is, you know, changed or I can't think of the word. Altered. There you
Manipulated.
Go. Yeah. But no, I saw that and I was like, oh God, too many options. I do like simplicity, but for the most part, I think Instagram is pretty simple. So
it
I don't know
well
what
simple.
He would have to do to clean it up.
You guys, let me just say, the three of you are not geniuses like Kanye West. And when a genius Kanye West drops genius knowledge, you listen to the genius.
Yeah.
I do Google everything, though.
Gold.
Gold.
Or gold digger. Hey, speaking of Instagram, let's do social. Well, you know what? Let's do predictions first. Anybody have any predictions?
And now, you're after Buzz.
Again, it's a little difficult with this show since we know what happens.
Yeah.
In the real life.
I predict that they'll all still be assholes to Chris.
Really? Mm-hmm. So nothing will change. That's actually true because they've been jerks to Chris for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Every season, we have the same problem. Do you think they'll get rid of Blue?
Yes. Because they had a pig at one point, too, and they had...
Yeah, what happened to the pig?
They had another white dog, too.
No, they had a cat, but remember, Kim had her allergies, so they gave her to a friend, so that was
good. This is a serious thing, folks. Because we have dog owners on this panel, if you are going to adopt a dog, and adopt, don't buy.
Exactly.
I don't know about you guys.
I agree.
Adopt. Do not buy a purebred dog.
Make sure you
dog.
Get your dog spayed or neutered.
Adopt
all
a dog.
Mine are rescue.
All of them are rescues. Mine is a rescue, and guess what? She knows it. Rescue dogs know it. But my big point is, if you are going to adopt a dog, make sure you're ready. When you do adopt a dog, it's a lifetime commitment for the dog. You can't give it up to yourself. Now, if you're in a bad situation and it's healthier to give it up, I get it. But you can't take a dog saying, oh, we'll try this for a few years. That's a lifetime commitment.
Right.
You have to understand.
I feel like Rob should take the dog. He needs some loving.
Yeah.
And a good friend.
And a running partner.
And a running partner.
No, seriously. I'm not making a joke. That would be great.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Take him to Runyon.
Maybe we'll see him there. Okay, no prediction from you guys. I know it's hard to do it on the show. So, social links, Sterling, starting with you. Twitter, Instagram, and hey, maybe Snapchat.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates and on Snapchat at Sterling C.
Ooh.
If you feel like, feel like you want to.
You're going to get a lot of pictures.
Anyway, I don't know if I should have done that. Okay, I'm going to go change my name now. All right.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen. You can find me, Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
I am on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro, Instagram at Mr. Bobby DeMuro, and I'll give you my Snapchat, too. It's just Bobby DeMuro.
Oh, wow.
So Snapchat
Didn't
me
see
some,
that one coming.
You know how you can draw on Snapchat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Send me some funny pictures. I would actually love to see them. That's it this week on The Kardashians, Season 9, Episode 11. Thank you guys so much for joining us. For Sterling and Jesse and our honorary Southerner, Francesca, I'm Bobby. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later, y'all.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.